to tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the speaker of the burning sand. He had the emeralds and rubies just dripping off of him and a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. And every evening, about midnight, he'd jump on his camel named Fly and ride silently through the night to the sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Veils, swinging his grade A number one U.S. chart, dancing the sultan's old harem. Cause him and her had a thing going, you know, and they'd been carrying on for some time now behind the sultan's back. You could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd say, "Oh yeah." Put your Aramic for stop, Clyde. Clyde says, put your camel for what the heck did he say anyway? Well, he brought that camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner and into the tent he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug with there she was, friend. Lying there in all the radiant beauty, eating on a raisin, grape, apricot, pomegranate, cola, chitlin, two bananas, three Hershey bars, sipping on an RC Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry on the tube, reading the Mad magazine, while she sung, does your chewing gum lose its flavor? Yeah, Ahab walk up to her and he'd say, oh, yeah, which is Aramic for let's twist again like we did last summer, baby. You know what I mean. Woo! She looked up at him from off the rug. Give him one of them sly looks. She said,
crazy.
Yeah, and that's a story about Ahab, the Arab, the Sheikh of the burning sand. Ahab, the Arab, the swinging Sheikh of the burning sand.